Greetings, readers. Welcome to the April edition of Library News. It is officially spring. National Library Week is April 3rd through 9th, 2022. It is a time to celebrate our nation's libraries, library workers' contributions, and promote library use and support. First sponsored in 1958, National Library Week is sponsored by the American Library Association and observed in libraries across the country each April. All types of libraries, school, public, academic, and special, participate. In the mid-1950s, research showed that Americans were spending less on books and more on radios, televisions, and musical instruments. Concerned that Americans were reading less, the ALA and the American Book Publishers formed a nonprofit citizens organization called the National Book Committee in 1954. The committee's goals were ambitious. They ranged from encouraging people to read in their increasing leisure time to improving incomes and health and developing strong and happy family life. With the cooperation of ALA and with help from the Advertising Council, the first National Library Week was observed in 1958 with the theme, Wake Up and Read. The theme for 2022 is, Connect with Your Library. During the pandemic, library workers continue to exceed their community's demands and adapt resources and services to meet their users' needs during these challenging times. Whether people visit in person or virtually, libraries offer endless opportunities to transform lives through education and lifelong learning. Multiple Emmy-nominated and Spirit Award-winning actress, comedian, and legendary Saturday Night Live cast member Molly Shannon will help celebrate our nation's libraries as the honorary chair of National Library Week. Connect with your library, the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, by checking out our programs and services on our website at iowalibrary.blog. We want to say thank you for supporting us these past couple years, and happy National Library Week.
Money Smart Week 2022 is April 9th through the 16th. This year marks the 20th anniversary of this national public education program coordinated by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago and delivered by a network of supporters. This week-long free virtual campaign aims to help people better manage their personal finance. Topics include budgeting, credit, buying or refinancing a home, and understanding Social Security benefits. Go to moneysmartweek.org to see the list of free virtual events and to get registered.
April is also National Poetry Month. There are many ways to celebrate poetry during the month of April online and from home. You could read a poem a day or listen to a poem a day podcast. You could learn more about Iowa's Poet Laureate, Deborah Marcourt, by reading her memoir, The Horizontal World, Growing Wild in the Middle of Nowhere, DBO-15302. Or follow the thousands of celebrations taking place on social media with the official hashtag National Poetry Month. There are more great ideas at poets.org to help you celebrate the love of poetry.
April is a busy month as it is also National Volunteer Month. The library utilizes a lot of volunteer manpower hours throughout the year, from volunteers who are narrators, braille transcribers, and proofreaders, to volunteers who help manage the shelves and help maintain our players, to volunteers who assist in editing audiobooks. We appreciate everything they do, and to show our appreciation, the library is hosting the Elizabeth Perowski Volunteer Program and Workshop on Friday, April 22nd, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. More specific information will be sent to our volunteers. If you would like more information, please call the library.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded on Bard last month. Seeing Without Eyes, One Man's Journey Out of Darkness, DB105487, Joe Corey. Joseph Corey's story, told in his own words after originally being shared by another author in Flying Blind, DB97425. Corey hitchhiked across the U.S. after unexpectedly losing his sight at age 19. He developed methods of echolocation to continue seeing the world around him. The Blue Light Special, an arresting collection of humorous police stories. DBC 17693, Leo Mudd, 22-year veteran of the Kentucky State Police, relates true, funny tales about police officers on the job. Into the Forest, a Holocaust story of survival, triumph, and love. DB 106436, Rebecca Frankel. The author recounts the Rabinowitz family's escape from the Nazi ghetto in their Polish town, fleeing to the Białowieża forest. She discusses the years they spent surviving in the woods before settling in Italy as refugees and immigrating to the United States.
The Step-by-Step Instapot Cookbook, 100 Simple Recipes for Spectacular Results, with photographs of every step, DB105694, by Jeffrey Eisner. Collection of recipes intended to be prepared using the Instapot brand pressure cooker. Recipes are categorized into basics, soups and stews, pasta, rice, poultry, meat, seafood, vegetables and sides, and desserts. Includes discussions of different models, functions, and techniques. Recipes cover times required, ingredients, and individual steps. Bright Lights, Prairie Dust. Reflections on Life, Loss, and Love from Little House's Ma. DB106413 by Karen Grassel. Memoir of the actress who starred in the TV show Little House on the Prairie from 1974 to 1982. She tells of her youth in California, her start in acting, her years on the hit show, her clashes with co-star Michael Landon, and her struggles with depression and addiction. If You Ask Me, and of course you won't, DB73334 by Betty White. 89-year-old award-winning actress from The Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and Hot in Cleveland comments on aging and friendships, discusses her love of animals and continuing popularity as evidenced by her hosting Saturday Night Live and starring in a Super Bowl commercial in 2010. Bestseller. The Hag, The Life, Times, and Music of Merle Haggard. DB106389 by Mark Elliott. A veteran biographer examines the life of country and bluegrass musician Merle Haggard, 1937 to 2016. Based on more than 100 interviews, the Chronicle covers his youth and early incarcerations, his start in music after leaving San Quentin in 1960, and his evolution as a musician.
Unwinding Anxiety. New Science Shows How to Break the Cycles of Worry and Fear to Heal Your Mind. DB106387 by Judson Brewer. A psychiatrist draws on his research in addiction and bad habits to suggest ways to deal with anxiety. Because anxiety lives in a part of the brain that resists rational thought, it can be hard to break out of anxiety habit loops. The author gives advice on discovering triggers and diffusing them. Betrayal. The Final Act of the Trump Show. DB106327 by Jonathan Carl. The author of Front Row at the Trump Show, DB99743, recounts the 2020 election and Trump's final days in the White House. He also theorizes how these events will impact the Republican Party's future, includes behind-the-scenes accounts and on-the-record interviews with central figures. It is a bestseller. How Stella Learned to Talk, the groundbreaking story of the world's first talking dog. DB106146 by Christina Hunger. A speech-language pathologist describes how she adapted the augmentative and alternative communication, AAC, devices she uses with her young clients to use with her dog. She taught her dog Stella to communicate her needs using simple paw-sized buttons associated with different words.
As we mentioned previously, the library held the 2022 Iowa Regional Braille Challenge at the end of February. Here are the place winners from that day. In the rookie group, first place went to Nyeti P., and second place went to Quentin G. In the apprentice group, first place went to Khan T., and second place went to Gage S. In the freshman group, first place went to Jordan R., and second place to Lane T. At the sophomore level, first place, Jordan J. At the junior varsity level, first place went to Jalen D., second place went to Taylor S., third place went to Kayla B., and finally, at the varsity level, first place went to Nathan D., second place went to Samantha C. Congratulations to all of the place winners and participants. Job well done.
Sponsored by Overdrive, the next big library read is coming up April 4th through the 18th, 2022. The title this time is Music is History by Questlove. The author's name will be familiar to fans of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, as Questlove is The Tonight Show's musical director. From Overdrive's website, Questlove's book includes critical inquiries about Black life in America. The book is complemented by his own memories as a music fan and the way his appetite for pop culture taught him about America. A history of the last half century and an intimate conversation with one of music's most influential and original voices. Music as History is a singular look at contemporary America. Overdrive's Big Library Read is literally a global ebook reading club, and you can easily join the club. Connect with readers around the world as everyone reads the same book at the same time. Without waitlist or reserve, Music as History will be available for simultaneous downloads from April 4th through the 18th through Overdrive. Use the hashtag BigLibraryRead on social media for a chance to win a pair of Apple AirPods Pro. Overdrive allows you to enjoy ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, and more available free through your local public library or the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. Contact the library if you'd like more information about how to access Overdrive. Music as History is also available on BARD, DB105661.
You don't want to miss out on April's Makerspace Monday, as we are making Plaster of Paris plant holders. In celebration of spring, it is time to start planting and taking in the fresh scents of flowers in the air. How do we get ready for such an occasion? By making Plaster of Paris plant holders, of course. Get ready for a little mixing. It will be held Monday, April 11th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. All ages are welcome. If you are unable to join in person, no problem. Just complete the online registration form found at iowalibrary.blog and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link directly to your preferred address. Please contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338.
And don't forget about these upcoming and ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. Storytime and Crafts with Denise every Friday at 10 a.m. via Zoom and 3:30 p.m. in person. Call Denise at 515-452-1338 to get more information. The Library Chat Podcast. Last month, we chatted with library staff member Karen Cunningham and talked about inspirational books, autobiographies, and what makes us happier. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!